This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. We made it to Friday. Welcome in. Is this today the 14th?
15th.
15th. Wow, I'm a day behind. 15th day of August. And this is, by the way, the 15th day of August. The deadline to apply for that sweepstakes over at the range where they're giving away $500 toward a suppressor just for people that listen to my show. So if you listen early, here's your reminder. TheRangeSTL.com/971. You got to put that 971 on the end, and then you can register, and they're going to pick a winner, I think, later today. So today's the deadline to register for that, and good luck to you. Hope you had a great day. A little warm. This weekend is going to suck, isn't it?
Yeah, upper 90s.
But I'm going to the ball game on Sunday. Got a couple tickets. In the Coca-Cola deck or whatever that is up there. I'm going to take my grandson.
Nice.
We're going to sweat it out. The great thing about that is he won't have the endurance to stay the whole game anyway. So I'll get grandpa points for taking him for a couple of innings and sweating, and then we can cut out of there and go home and take a nap.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's going to be rough. Well, we're under a boil advisory in St. Charles.
You're home?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, so that's rough.
Does it affect me?
No.
Oh, just your area.
Yeah, just our
area.
Oh,
well, that's good. I'm just kidding.
I'm dreading that. I don't think I can get in the pool because we'd need to fill up our pool and with more water, and you can't really do that and be swimming in it. So.
Well, if you're putting chlorine in it, doesn't that mitigate the effects?
I guess.
Just don't drink it.
I guess. Normally, I'm not paranoid about that type of stuff, but given the situation I'm in right now, I'm extra paranoid. Like, I'm brushing my teeth this morning with bottled water and all the fun things.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry about that. I did see that headline, and of course, selfishly only worried about whether or not it affected me.
Don't worry,
I didn't know who else might have been affected by that. I'm sorry to hear that. That's a rough way to start out on a Friday. They expect them to have that straightened up here shortly?
Well, yesterday they said they'd have an update in 36 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so the big Trump-Putin summit is taking place sometime today up at Elmendorf Air Base in Alaska. And I just love hearing all of these pundits speculate on how Vladimir Putin is a former KGB agent and he's going to play Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has to be really careful going into any kind of meeting with Vladimir Putin. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. I've yet to see any foreign leader or any negotiation Donald Trump has been involved in where he's gotten played. Somebody please remind me of one of those. What I do see is a lot of winning on trade deals and peace agreements around the world. Maybe not to the extent we'd like to see in Ukraine yet, but that's a tough nut to crack. Donald Trump didn't start this. He is trying to end it, and I'm anxious to I'm hearing them all speculate. We're going to have several reports on that today, including our friends from the Heritage Foundation. We got Brent Sadler on a little later to talk about that because it's a big deal. Trying to get this achieved is a big deal, but don't think for a minute that remember who Donald Trump is. The mullahs thought they had 30 more days to negotiate, and all of a sudden, the bunker busters got dropped in the middle of the night. There's just no reason to think that he's going to go in and dilly-dally around with Putin. If he doesn't get some sort of a peace agreement deal, I think they slap pretty heavy sanctions and move on. Russia is going to find itself completely isolated, only left with its buddies in North Korea and China here before long. So just my two cents on it. We'll keep an eye on it. Bresson's getting ready apparently to depart this morning for that meeting up in Alaska. Can I just tell you, I went to Alaska, you remember, fishing last year. Mm-hmm. That's like flying to Europe. I couldn't believe how long that flight took. It was like 7 or 8 hours. Whoa. I mean, it was a long flight.
That doesn't sound fun.
I was not prepared for that. I just have to tell you. Of course, I'm trying to find the cheapest airfare to get up there, and I connected through Dallas, Texas. I had to fly to Dallas and then fly Alaska. But from Dallas to Alaska, it was like 8 hours. Mm. It was a long domestic flight.
I just saw when Peter Doocy was live on Fox, it was 2 a.m. Alaska time, I guess. Does that sound right?
Yeah, they're on mountain time, right? Pacific time.
I couldn't remember.
Sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just saying that the president's leaving this morning, but he's got at least a 8 or a 9 hour flight ahead of him on Air Force One just to get up there. He'll be fine. He'll be holding news conferences on the plane and schooling some more reporters.
So Caroline Leavitt posted about. I think I've told you I follow her on Instagram, and she's a fun follow if you don't already. She'll post some behind-the-scenes stuff, and sometimes she'll post the meals they have on Air Force One. And she made some comment that they have to pay individually for all their meals that they eat while on board. That very much surprised
me. The media?
No. Her. Caroline Leavitt.
What?
She said we pay because, you know, she's posting pictures of steak and these really nice meals. And I'm sure people, you know, the trolls would sit there and say, oh, look at you eating all fancy on Air Force One at the taxpayer's expense. And she made some comment that they have to pay for their meals. And I still have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Too.
But if Caroline Leavitt says it, I trust that she's telling the truth. She didn't lie about it.
Well, I'd love to hear the explanation of that one. I mean, I can't imagine what it is. Wouldn't you think that would be part of the deal if you're on Air Force One?
You'd think, unless you're expecting caviar or something exorbitant every single time, I could see them saying, all right, we're not going to be doing this.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to know the answer to that. There are, of course, as Kim started to report yesterday, there's more investigations of this former Francis Howell superintendent who kind of bagged his 220 here and left for Oklahoma City somewhere. Now there are reports they're looking into it out there, and the Holy Joe Society has played a role in this in questioning the spending, and we're going to get a representative from there on a little later in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I was interested to find out more about what role they played in questioning this and maybe how this whole thing happened in the first place. That's this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. We're also going to give away another pair of Styx tickets. We try to mix this up, so this morning we're going to do it in the 6 o'clock hour. We've kind of been bouncing it around all week, so you got one final chance to win some tickets to see Styx. All right, Ethan, good morning to you. Let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I stand with the people of Washington, D.C. I stand with Mayor Bowser, and we are strongly supporting their efforts to stop this scheme to take over the police department in the District of Columbia, which is nothing more than an illegitimate power grab.
Does Hakeem Jeffries have even an ounce more credibility these days than Chuckie Schumer? I mean, they're both blinded by their hatred for Donald Trump, and they'd rather support rampant criminal activity than a crackdown on criminals. It's crazy.
Mrs. Trump is seeking $1 billion in damages if we don't take the video down. And if Hunter here doesn't issue a formal apology to Mrs. Trump.
Crap. That's not going to happen.
Wow. Apparently Hunter's not too worried about that. He's destitute these days. You know, he can't sell $500,000 crack paintings anymore. But he can tell you how to make crack by going to your local convenience store.
I say this with respect. Chuck and Hakeem need to go to Amazon, buy some testicles, and stand up to the loon wing of their party.
As only our friend John Kennedy can come up with these. I didn't know you could buy those on Amazon. I mean, I assume you could have them added, but I didn't know you could buy them. I don't know.
All eyes are on Lambert's largest carrier. Southwest Airlines says it is cutting ties with some of Lambert's most popular direct destinations. Here are the direct flights Southwest is stripping from Lambert Airport: Little Rock, Tulsa, Charlotte, Des Moines, Oklahoma City, and Wichita.
Ah, there we go. How about that? Once again, harder to get places from St. Louis. Isn't that great?
We're in the top 10 markets for cuts.
I didn't realize, I got to be honest, that Southwest was the largest customer at Lambert now.
Well, so there's like 71 direct flights out of Lambert
right
now. And 60 of those apparently are operated through Southwest Airlines. That's what I thought I read this morning.
What?
Does that make sense? Does that sound right?
That almost sounds like Southwest might have 71, and have they cut a few?
Hold on. Let me go pull that
back up. We have more. There have to be more destinations.
Well, because we have, Delta, we have United, we have American, and Southwest.
Right. There's another one that flies out of there, too, but that would be the big four.
It says, to put this into perspective, with these six flights going away that you just heard mentioned to those cities, Lambert will have 71 nonstop markets left. Of those, Southwest operates 60. That's according to Channel 4.
Wow. But that would mean all of the others only handle 10?
I don't know. I agree. It seems weird. How would all those other airlines we mentioned that are major airlines like United and American and Delta, how would they only operate 11?
That math doesn't seem to add up. I don't know. I didn't realize Southwest was the biggest, to be honest with you.
Well, they're their own terminal. I mean, think about that. Right? You go to Terminal 2 or whatever it is to go Southwest, and all the other airlines go on one terminal.
So I'm going to ask something that I hadn't dawned on me when I first read this story. Didn't their new pricing and luggage controls just kick in, like their new seating requirements and you paying for all your luggage and all that?
So, yes, the pricing just kicked in where you have to
pay for
bags and things like that.
Yeah.
The confusing part about the whole seating arrangement thing is, yes, it officially kicked in, but it's not kicking in unless your flight is after January something.
Okay.
So if you book it and you're flying between now and then, you still do the whole whatever.
But
one, two,
the
three, four,
big
five
attraction
thing
for a lot of people to Southwest is that their prices were cheaper, and they kind of like the whole cattle call aspect of it. Now all of that has gone away, and there's absolutely nothing to differentiate Southwest from every other airline.
Right.
So that maybe they started seeing a drop in bookings, and that had something to do with these cuts.
I
just wonder if that's not the other shoe dropping to that whole thing. It's possible. It's possible. We'll get to Kim on a Whim coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Nicoli Ambrose is going to join us. I love talking to her, former young Republican chair. We're going to talk to her a little bit about some of the fallout in this country from Trump's crackdown in D.C., which the Democrats apparently would prefer higher crime than lesser crime, from what I can tell. And we'll talk to her a little bit about what she's expecting out of this summit up in Alaska. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, welcome back. So there's a friend of ours here at the radio station. You hear him on the Mark Reardon show sometimes. His name is Alex Rich, and Alex is a great guy. We've had him on the show a time or two over the years, and he is a musician. And yesterday I was at an event with him, and he's like, hey, you need to come out to this place where I'm playing music tonight. And boom, I discovered, Kim, a great place that you are going to have to go and check out. In St. Charles County, not far from my home, which may play some role. I would normally say part of my bias in liking this place is that it's about a mile and a half from where I live, but it's really more than that because this is amazing, and I think it's sort of a hidden jewel. I probably shouldn't say anything more about it because it's going to get overrun with people if I start mentioning it. It's a place called Cottle Village. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's right there at basically K and N, close to where 364 and Highway K cross. N is just on the north side of that. And where N crosses and goes down toward Cottleville, on the right-hand side, there's like a Tacos for Life place there. There's a Walgreens on that corner. And back in behind that, about a half mile down on the right side toward Cottleville is where Cottle Village is. It is gorgeous. I mean, think Frankie Martin's garden, but a little more upscale. It's got two
outdoor space,
two brand new buildings, a huge outdoor space with space for they've got a band shed, so to speak, like they built a stage with a cover over it where a band can play. Alex was playing there last night. A huge field for people to pull up chairs and listen to music. And, of course, there's a great restaurant is part of it. And of course, my friend Demetrius Kane, who runs Nobleton's Distillery, is also one of the investors in this, and he's got a whiskey distillery. Well, I don't know how much they distill there, but they certainly sell their product and have a great drinks bar on the backside of this. Two separate buildings. The restaurant is up front. It's all brand new. It's been open less than a month. And the place was packed on a Thursday night last night.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's just opened up, and I got the impression that the family that used to run Wheelhouse and something else here downtown sold that all off, and they've developed this piece of property out there called Cottle Village. And if you haven't tried it, I would highly recommend checking it out just to stop by for a cocktail. There was an hour and a half wait for food last night.
Wow.
For a seat. So you're going to want to make a reservation if you're going out there. I mean, it's pretty good size building, but
they probably do weddings out there then.
I think people are quickly discovering it. I'm sure they could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful piece of property they've got set up. So I think people are just starting to discover it. But if you live in that area, you're looking for something new, it's a great look like a great food menu, and the cocktails were outstanding. I might have had an old fashioned while I was out there.
Yeah, it looks like Alex is playing there again on Thursday the 28th.
I think he plays pretty regularly out there. I'm sure they've got a rotating cast of musicians who probably play. But as the weather starts to cool down, I mean, last night by dusk, by 7:15 or whenever I was out there, it was really comfortable outside, and there were kids running around all over the place. And
that's cool.
Maybe not to the extent of the Frankie Martin's garden thing. That's maybe even a little more family friendly for little kids, but there's certainly plenty of spaces to sit outside and have a drink or order food or whatever it is you'd like to do.
Hmm,
so I just thought I'd express that to my listeners. I told Demetrius, I've had him on my podcast before for his bourbon that he produces out in Union, Missouri at Nobleton's. It's great stuff. But I also told him I'm going to try to get him and the owner of this place in one morning just to talk a little bit more about it and the concept. And I love the fact that it's already up and running. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. And it's there, and you can check it out if you want. A lot of people love that Cottleville area. This is just a short distance from there, a little closer to Highway K. So be sure and check that out. All right. As I mentioned, coming up in the next hour, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to see Styx. I've got that for you at about, we'll get to it right off the top of the hour at the 6 o'clock hour. So be prepared for that. Write down the number, 314-241-9797. As we joked yesterday, we'll take caller 39 in honor of Kim being in her 39th week of pregnancy. Almost. She's close. Very close. A little later, we're going to get Congressman Bob Onder on, anxious to talk to him about a whole bunch of things, including this whole redistricting issue, which started a couple years ago in Missouri, the whole idea of making a 7-1 map. I know Bob was on board with that when we first talked about it. So we'll check in with him at about 7:35. Back with Kim on a Whim. After,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Do this. Kim on a whim.
I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like there's been a lot of talk lately in particular about short-term rentals, these Airbnbs, these Vrbos that are popping up everywhere. And some of it's just the changes that those companies have made, and they're making it a lot harder for the host to want to host, because they put a lot of the power in the hands of the person who's staying there. And that has to be frustrating, especially people who have been doing this for years. It's generated a lot of income for them. And now all of a sudden there's these changes. And maybe in some cases it's making them rethink if they want to continue doing that. Well, there's also been problems like the incident recently in the city of St. Louis, where you had an Airbnb, and you know, no one's shocked by this, that some, you know, foolish teenagers threw a massive party there and someone ended up getting shot. It was some girl who was shot in like the knee, so she didn't die. But we have heard of those stories, I mean, for years now, right? Since these have been operating, where you have these people who rent these Airbnbs or VRBOs, whatever you want to call it, Vrbo, and they basically are probably being used just to be able to throw a huge party.
Well, of course.
And it makes you realize,
they didn't have these things when I was a teenager, but right. We most certainly would have tried to take advantage of that if we knew we could rent a house for the weekend and do what we wanted out of sight of mom and dad, and mm-hmm. and somebody was old enough to actually rent it. Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah. Well, it's caused problems for people. And I mean, I can understand why even in some neighborhoods, they don't, with HOAs, they don't even allow you to rent out, not even just like a one night, two night thing. They don't allow you to rent your home out to someone who's signing a year or 2 year long lease. Now, our neighborhood does. I know we have renters down the street from us, but people don't typically like it when they realize that the home that they just built in the neighborhood that they love, come to find out that they're living next to a home that is for rent.
Well, you need to know that going in, right? Like my mom's condo down in Florida that she had for a while. For a lot of people, it's their retirement home. For others, it's some place they go a couple times a year and they want to rent it out when they're not there. Mm-hmm. Well, the people that live there full time don't like that. They don't want the transiency of people coming in and out. So they put a rule on down there that you couldn't rent it for less than 6 months at a time, which is, can be a bit of a challenge because the winter rental market is about 3 months long. And if you force somebody to rent 6 months instead of three, it doubles their cost. And a lot of people aren't interested in being there mm-hmm. for 6 months. So they effectively hamstring people that wanted to make a little bit of money to cover HOA costs while they're not down there. That kind of sucks. I don't like those kinds of rules.
Well, exactly. So yeah. The city of Clayton is taking a unique approach to deal with some of the vacancies in these smaller buildings downtown.
Right.
So downtown Clayton. So now they've just allowed short-term rentals on a limited basis. They just passed this ordinance this past Tuesday. And they're saying that there are some restrictions. Like, for example, the building has to have been built before 1955, be less than 20,000 square feet, and contain four or fewer residential units. But they're hoping that this is a way to fill some of these older office buildings that I guess have just been sitting vacant for years. But obviously, Clayton is a very nice area, so I'm very curious to see what people think about this. And I actually have a clip from the mayor of Clayton talking about it.
People can't just come in and throw a party for one night. If there's persistent problems in one particular space, you know, our city manager has a lot of ability to, you know, really revoke permits very quickly.
Let's take bets on how long the things spiral out of control and they have to revoke some of these permits. Surely, well, that will happen. I understand Clayton's a nice area. They're saying you have to stay there at least two nights. I get it. They have restrictions in place, but this will still happen.
Well, I think, I mean, maybe part of the other problem is, first of all, if you have somebody who can afford it and who's old enough to actually book the rental, is it the parent booking it for the kid? I mean, in some of those areas, money is not going to be the barrier, so it could be a nicer piece of property. I could see them trying to protect that from extremely short-term rentals. I get that. You have to be able to police that in some way.
Well, so it's saying you have to be at least 18 years old typically to book an Airbnb. But
I would think I'd make it 21.
Couldn't you use a fake ID on that?
I would assume.
It would stop you from doing that. And if you're inviting 50 people to your party, have everyone throw in $10. I'm not suggesting you do this.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Tips from Kim.
There are ways that people can figure out how to pay for some expensive, ritzy Clayton Airbnb. Even the city of St. Charles has struggled with this. They had a year-long ban on these new short-term rentals, and they just adjusted it. And I think it was like, okay, they have to be in a certain vicinity, and you can only add so many new ones. I mean, there are many cities in the St. Louis region, well, across the country, but if we're focusing on St. Louis, that have really struggled with this, where there's definitely a demand for these types of buildings for people to be able to host people and to make income. This is a side hustle for a lot of people. A great way to make income if you do it right. You have a good, you know, Airbnb in a great location where there's demand. But yeah, I mean, people are mad when you find out that you are living next to this type of place and you're going to be dealing with some potential problem.
Imagine how happy the Airbnb owners are in Washington, D.C. I mean,
the homeless, are you suggesting the homeless are going to go to the Airbnbs?
Not at all.
Unless the city wants to pick up the tab. Maybe if they're illegal, the city would be willing to pay for the nice Airbnb.
They might. Under a Biden administration, they would have. No, I just mean that with the crime being down, that's got to increase demand. If you know going to D.C. was dangerous, you're less likely to go there and rent an Airbnb to go stay in Washington, D.C. in a suburb because you don't know which the safe ones are and which ones aren't.
That's probably true. You'd be safer going to a bigger hotel where, you know, they'll have security and an enclosed parking garage, things like that. That's a good point, actually, that some of these cities, yeah, if you're dealing with less crime, the demand would, it seems like, naturally go up.
I mean, it wouldn't last very long because your reviews would bomb, but you could, you know, send somebody up to, depending on what street you want to you name in North St. Louis, and have a nice Airbnb, and somebody from out of town books it and then finds out afterwards.
A lot of ambient noise at night.
Yeah.
It's fireworks.
Could be fireworks. Don't mind.
Nothing to see here. Don't get nervous. It's not gunshots. You walk outside and it's like a body outside in the alley.
I loved yesterday, speaking of that on Fox, on Outnumbered, they had Marie Harf on there. Marie Harf's actually from St. Louis. Her dad lives here in the greater St. Louis area. Of course, she used to be was she in the Obama administration, I think, maybe as in the State Department spokesperson or something like that. And she's been a commentator on Fox for a few years. But Harris Faulkner just gutted her argument yesterday that all of these big cities with all this crime are all in red states. A lot of them are in red states. And I'm like she's pointing out St. Louis and some of these towns that are on these lists of the most dangerous.
Wait,
but
St.
it's
Louis
not
is blue.
The state that it's in.
Right.
It's the city.
Go look at St. Charles County and compare the crime rate. And I understand that we're not a big city like St. Louis, but that's ridiculous
Harris
to suggest
just
that.
gutted her. She's, well, but they exist in a red state.
Okay.
Well, what the hell does that have to do with the fact that they won't enforce the laws in the city of St. Louis? Now, maybe it's a getting a little better than a Kim Gardner type situation, but not a lot. There's still a reason why you have so many shootings per capita. There's a reason for it. And as soon as they see what's working in D.C., going to put a lot more pressure on Kara Spencer and the Board of Aldermen in the city to start addressing those issues.
The circuit attorney can only do so much. If the city is down more than 100, 200, 300 police officers, well, it's easy to go out at 2 in the morning and shoot up your buddy over some stupid drug deal gone wrong, knowing that they don't have enough cops to cover everything.
They also have to work within the rules of the system, just like Chief Frizz was saying when we had him on the other day regarding juvenile crime. What's with this stupid point system? Whatever it is, it's outdated. It doesn't fit the realities of today's crime, and it needs to be revised so they have some teeth in it and they can actually hold some of these juvenile thugs so they can't get back out and carjack somebody 24 hours later.
Right.
Yeah, they've got to have some. They got to address that system for sure. All right, we're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. There's a St. Louis business that's pretty heated over something that's happening outside of their door. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Evening, a local restaurant is not backing down after they say somebody attempted to burn their pride flag.
Caruso's Legacy is right off Kings Highway in the Bevo neighborhood. It replaced the original Caruso's last year and is making a pair of anti-LGBTQ incidents known. Our John Kipper reports on the restaurant's pushback on hate.
Outside Caruso's Legacy, in the front and in the back, you can see LGBTQ pride flags.
You don't have to fully agree with everything, but you're not going to bring hatred into my business.
But according to owner Stevie LaChance, that hasn't happened in the last few weeks. She says first a customer berated other customers for identifying with the LGBTQ community. And a few days later,
somebody had tried to burn the pride flag that we had up front.
Yeah, you got to wonder who might have done that. I wonder if it was one of your own people. You have to wonder about that. So I listened to this story with some interest. Of course, I don't endorse flag burning of any flag, let alone a flag that represents the LGBTQXYZ plus community. I don't agree with that. I'm not quite sure why somebody would do that. But somebody did in this particular case. I had to wonder as I heard this story, because it made me think of the guy at the St. Louis City soccer game. I wonder if somebody walked into her establishment in a MAGA hat, how that would go over. Because in the estimation of the people at the St. Louis City game, Mike Weitzel, by wearing his MAGA hat in, was making a hateful statement. They saw that as hate or controversial, that you want to make America great again, which let's just face it, these days has just become a symbol for being a supporter of Donald Trump. And that identifies you as that, and therefore the people that hate Donald Trump transfer that hate to you.
And it sounds like those are more so the MLS rules than
rules. If I buy that or not, you know, because it's just not evenly enforced. If you're going to evenly enforce it, then there wouldn't be transgender and pride flags flying all over St. Louis City Soccer Park. Night.
They've been very open that they support all that stuff, the trans stuff, all that
right.
I don't agree with.
Well,
as far as kicking someone out for wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again, I don't know. The whole situation was silly that happened at the city game. The whole pride flag thing, I agree with you. I mean, I don't agree with that lifestyle, but I also would never support someone burning the flag. You just don't agree with it. If someone goes low, you go high. Why do we have to resort to burning the flag?
Now, let's not go quoting Michelle Obama here this morning.
Did
Come
she
on.
Say that?
She did.
Michelle, I take credit for that. You don't get credit for that.
When they go low, we go high.
She was not the original. She didn't originally say that. She doesn't get credit.
I remember her saying that. So my back to my point about this story. I mean, I think it's interesting that we don't know who burned the flag. Apparently, there's no video. There's no ring door video of somebody going up and setting the flag on fire. So for all we know, it was some homeless person trying to keep warm. We don't know. But Channel 4, and I didn't check Channel 2 and Channel 5, ran out to kneel at the altar of political correctness and cover this story because it might have been a case of bias of some sort against LGBTQ, XYZ, LMNOP people, whatever, right? That they rushed out to cover that story. Well, as I told you, and as I gave credit here on the show, we had Mike Weitzel on this show the 1st of August? Like a few days after this happened, like it happened the previous Saturday, we were to my knowledge, now I give credit to longtime St. Louis area broadcaster Kevin Slayton, who I don't think is on the radio right now, but he does have an internet show. He's got a show he does, like a podcast kind of thing. His podcast, his Facebook post is what first drew my attention to that story. And he was pointing out, well, how come there's been no coverage of this? Well, then we covered it and we broadcast it on this radio station. And then lo and behold, it slowly, the wheels started grinding, right? And it started getting a little more coverage because it went viral. And then the folks from Fox News reached out to me and said, how do we get a hold of Mike Weitzel? And I gave him his phone number, and he was on Fox News. And Todd Starnes got a hold of him, who's nationally syndicated radio host. He used to be on this station. And Todd interviewed him. And then finally, after all of that, the local media finally started to pay attention to that story. But you had to drag it out of them kicking and screaming to do a positive story about a Donald Trump fan with a MAGA hat on being supposedly targeted at this MLS soccer game.
I didn't
you
see
had
their
to,
stories.
You had to beg. It took them 2 weeks after this incident happened to and I'm ballparking that because I was out of town for one of those weeks. But it took them a long time to finally get around to covering that story. Why?
Was it fair?
That's a good question. I'm just happy there's any coverage,
yeah.
Right? At least you acknowledge the fact that the people at St. Louis City Soccer discriminated against somebody because they happened to have a Make America Great hat on. Who could be opposed to making America great again, except you substitute that for a Trump hat? It wasn't a Trump hat. It didn't have Donald Trump's name on it anywhere. But your excuse is hidden in the fact, well, Major League Soccer rules don't allow political signs. Well, I'm sorry. The LGBTQ flag is a political sign.
Yeah,
and it's controversial.
Would they cover
for
this,
some people,
this story if it were a pro-life flag outside of a business?
No. I don't think they would. They certainly wouldn't have rushed to do it the way Channel 4 did with this one incident where there was apparently very little damage to one flag, and they still have no idea who did it, to the best of my knowledge. But that's a story because it's politically correct. And the Mike Weitzel story initially was not politically correct. Nobody seemed to have any interest in it, despite the fact that there was plenty of video of Mike at the game having a perfectly calm, casual reaction to what was going on. Fortunately, he recorded it.
Well, it's funny because normally I would say, well, they're just picking stories based on what's clickworthy, but I would make the argument that that Mike Weitzel story,
yes,
would be clickworthy. It just doesn't follow their narrative.
Ignored it because
that's
it
what
doesn't
you pitch.
Fit the narrative.
When you're pitching stories, you're finding stuff that you know will generate a lot of conversation and will, I hate to say it, but I don't want to say anger people, but invoke emotion because that's what's going to drive people to want to watch it and share it, and that's what they want.
Well, it's the sad truth about news coverage these days, that drives things more than important content sometimes. But I thought shame on whoever burned that flag. I don't know who did it, but that certainly got a lot of attention very quickly because it was politically correct. Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Styx. And we'll talk more about this Trump-Russia visit.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.